Did I choose writing, or did writing choose me? Hard to say, but in any case, it's too late to break a lifetime's habit, so it seems we're stuck with each other. As a child, I was a daydreamer. No change there. Happily lost in my imaginary world. The bedtime stories my parents read to me and the fairy tales and adventure books I later read by myself must have somehow taken hold, and I grew up scribbling to try to reproduce the thrill of them all. With coloured pencils and crayons, I put together my very own Thunderbirds comic, Sidewinder, issue 1. With pots and pans borrowed from the kitchen, I built Dalek City, using upended colanders for domes and panhandles for bridges and walkways. The city's population of little plastic Daleks grew in number as I used up my pocket money, and although the city had to be evacuated and torn down before mealtimes, I would build it up again the next chance I got. Whether I was reading or writing, filling notebooks with scrawl, or parachuting Action Man deep into enemy territory behind the living room sofa, it was all the same to me. Playtime was storytelling. When I was 11 years old, my English teacher took a liking to the horror novella I'd written for homework over the Easter break and set aside 2 consecutive lessons to read it to the class. I sat there listening to my words echoing round the room, embarrassed to be the centre of attention but secretly proud and amazed that something I'd done for fun, as play, could merit 2 hours of class time. Did I wonder then if I might write for a living? Probably not, but those lessons must have helped me on my way. 18 years later, when Penguin published my first young adult novel, A Light in the Black, my teacher was among the first to call to congratulate me. The road to publication had been arduous, all uphill and paved with rejection slips, but along the way I'd begun to find my voice. I'd made something of my own. I'd fallen in love with my characters, who seemed so real to me, and sent them off into the world. Where did they come from? Where did any of this come from? Sometimes I wonder if all the stories in the universe are already out there, floating around us like interstellar spores in search of fertile land. If one should take root and flourish, it's my job to make sense of its strange formlessness, to figure out what it wants to be and where it wants to take me. I have no choice but to follow. The story knows best where to go. Still, I'm a terrible procrastinator. I'll use any excuse not to begin the journey. I know that once I commit to it, I'm likely to face months of doubt, frustration and sleeplessness, and at times finding the words will be like pulling teeth. But along with the negative comes a great big positive, an occasional insight or epiphany. This, I feel, is the real reason why I write. Not for play or therapy, though they are important too, but for that moment of discovery halfway through the novel when I suddenly realise what it's really all about. Ah, so that's what I've been doing all along, I'll think. I didn't know I knew that. And that's when I know when I can make it to the end, finish what I started so long ago. Having captured the story, having written, is the best part of all.